Proverbs 3:29-30. Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. In the preceding passages, we were instructed to do good. In these verses that follow, we are instructed not to do evil. It seems to me that the former is the more difficult of the two. It is easier to avoid doing evil to my neighbor than to step out and do something positive for his good. Take the matter of giving to missions, to send the gospel to the ends of the earth. What prevents us from giving with generous liberality? Is it that we hate those who live in the remote areas of the earth, who have never heard the message of Christ? No, probably not. We don't hate the heathen, but we love our money. Somehow, we have gotten our affections all tied up in the things around us, and we know what our money can do to secure those things for us. So the mission program lags while we stuff our homes, closets, garages with the latest fashions and gadgets. In effect, what we do is disable ourselves by our extravagance. Think of the tremendous power for good that is in the open hand extended to the world, ready to heal and give. But I find it interesting that the symbol for power is the clenched fist, ready to grasp, to take, and to strike out in violence. It is obvious that God's ways are not our ways. Then comes the injunction, devise not evil against thy neighbor. I heard of a situation a while back that had the whole neighborhood buzzing. It seems that in this particular area, there were some rather wealthy families living in some large and ornate homes. A man decided to build a house among them, and for some reason, one of the homeowners objected. The man went ahead anyway and built a very expensive home close to where the man with the objections lived. Bitterness rose between them, and they began to do mean and malicious things to each other. These deeds of evil escalated to the point where one of the men killed the other man's pet. Then there were lawsuits, charges, and countercharges. They have been devising evil against each other ever since. There's an old Chinese proverb that says, where there is peace in the heart, there is peace in the home. Where there is peace in the home, there is peace in the neighborhood. Where there is peace in the neighborhood, there is peace in the city. And when there is peace in the city, there is peace in the land. And when there is peace in the land, there is peace in the world. The Bible says, from whence comes wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even from your own lusts that war in your members? You lust and have not. Yet kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not because you ask not. It all begins in the heart. And as Bishop Sheen said, Jesus Christ is the one who came into the world to change the world by changing the human heart. There is no peace in the world until the Prince of Peace reigns in the world.